from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So nobody died. No dragons died.
I was thinking for sure Ulf would get it at some point. And you got to think that he's probably – Ulf is the drunk one.
Oh, yeah. He was
– dude. That guy, he's on his shit, ain't he?
He doesn't know how to behave himself. Yeah.
Why?
Real.
Okay, I think you're talking about. Yeah. What about the little black girl? Why is she? That her dragon or something?
What's no. She doing?
What's she doing?
She's looking for a wild dragon. She found it. She so found that it. One is, and it showed it. That one's called Sheep Stealer, the dragon, okay. And it showed him when she walked up on him.
She's on Rhaenyra's side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they might have another dragon they don't even know about.
That would make seven, I think. The now, they said...
The way that the episode was going, it made it seem like she was going to show up just at the right time.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode. But, nope.
I was also thinking...
Built it up to so much stuff all at once.
So, we got to wait to 2028?
Probably.
Right, 2028.
Now, the way they drag this shit out.
Yeah. As long as it takes them to film season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, I got to go back and watch
this one
purpose.
Again.
Yeah.
They don't want you to quit your HBO Max subscription. They want to tease you out just as long enough.
Did you say they have like a recap show?
They have like a 10-minute recap of the episode right after the credits roll.
Okay.
We watched, because Ashley had never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones or House of Dragons before, but she's off this week, and I was like, so normally on Mondays, if the Braves don't have a game, I watch this week's episode of House of Dragons. And she was like, oh, are you telling me you want me to go to bed? And I was like, no.
Watch it.
I want you to watch it with me.
Right.
But that's what I normally do.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do that because there's really not anything else on tonight. She was like, well, I don't know anything about any of this. And I was like, none of it really matters. But we can watch the recap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of, if you have a question or whatever,
right.
I'll do my best to inform
you. Did you know how to answer any of her questions?
I mean, I'm like, yeah, actually, that's her brother. Believe it or not. That's her brother. And that's actually her uncle and husband. Like, that's their relationship. And this guy's been, I don't know, kind of.
I heard the Lannister name for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the whole episode.
Yeah, I heard the Lannister name.
Their armies gathered up together. And
that lady said to him at that dinner table, like, you've earned my respect or whatever.
I want you to fuck my wives.
I was like, there we go. Now we have some Game of Thrones shit. That's like the first good, funny Game of Thrones thing that happened.
Yeah.
Two seasons of Dragons. Like, all Dragons has been is fucking a bummer. Like, just depressing, sad, everyone sucks. Like, that lady was the best character.
Yeah.
I want you to fuck my wives.
I'm not gonna sail with anybody that can't best me. In what?
So great. And then who knew? I had no idea what they were going to do. The fact that
it was a mud wrestle.
Yes.
So great.
A fucking mud wrestle.
Earned my respect.
No, I thought that was the best part of the whole show.
I was thinking for sure that Daemon or that Aemon was going to show up with his dragon at Harrenhal.
Oh, and like change.
After Rhaenyra had gotten there, and they're like, bring it. because he said something about going there and killing freaking Daemon.
Right.
Or at least he said something maybe to his sister.
He was gonna, but then his sister wouldn't go with him.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Because no one likes him. No one respects him. And then I couldn't believe the burned up one just fled.
Yeah, I'm out. Holla.
All right, fuck this.
Dude.
I don't know how he sold him on the idea that after the war is over, you'll be able to come back
to the king. Well, I think that probably happens.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because he's still technically the king.
I know, but everyone's going to call him a wuss for fleeing, you know?
Well, I can't take a piss without it running down my leg.
Yeah, when he burned off by a dragon.
Damn.
That was pretty wild.
That's got to be horrible.
That's got to be just brutal.
Yeah.
Just take me, right? Just take the rest of me.
I think I would just jump out of the window.
Yeah, what was the
Lannister
kid? Yeah.
Fuck this.
He played that shit. I was like, did this motherfucker just? Yeah. Threw himself out the fucking window.
And that's how Joffrey became king, isn't it?
No, Joffrey died. That was post Joffrey.
After Joffrey was poisoned.
Yeah, that's after Joffrey was poisoned.
Yeah, that's when Joffrey's little sweet brother was king for a while. He was like, I hate this shit.
Yeah, fuck this.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, you can't just be like, nope, don't want to be king. I'm just going to chill over here.
Wasn't that after
with the winches?
Blew up the church.
Yeah,
with the green stuff.
Green fire.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I don't like it
here. What a fucking just bitch.
Yeah, what a
just
fight.
The
yeah.
Green, Cersei? Whatever. Whatever it was, the green something.
Yeah, like green gunpowder.
Oh, what it was called. Yeah, because
Dragonfire.
That's what it was. Yeah, Dragonfire. She fucking blew up every fucking thing.
Everybody.
Everything and everybody just blew shit up. Just like, I'm mad. Y'all cut my hair off and spit all over me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to blow up.
Made me walk through town naked.
I'm going to blow up all y'all motherfuckers. And that she did. Yeah. What a fucking. The only thing I hate about the ending was how he found them in all that rubble. Whole fucking church come down on them too, and you find them. Well, remember at the end when old girl burned down the whole city and her. The Lannisters, they were in that church.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie right? And him was in the church, and all that rubble fell out, and he just happened to walk up on him.
Yeah, right.
That's
so much of the final season was like, really? Like, that is how? That seems like bullshit.
Yeah, Josh Snow's about to take on everybody, then all of a sudden, here comes a dragon.
Yeah. And then there was all that build up to the mountain, and the Hound?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Fight sucked. Like,
I don't
know. On the staircase. Then it get interrupted by the building falling apart?
Something like that. Yeah. It was just like, it was like their homework was due, you know, the next day and they hadn't studied and they just, everything was scribbled down the night before. Everything got wrapped up way too quick. Now, I will say, if that's my criticism of the final season of Game of Thrones, I can't say the same thing about yesterday's episode because they left everything open.
But yeah, but there's more seasons coming. Right. So
do I need to go read this book?
Huh?
Do I need to go read the fucking book? Does book have how it all ends?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's like 9 books.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want to know how it ends. I like being surprised.
Oh, I'm just curious.
You know what I mean? Like, you already know what happens, right?
I know a lot of what, but to see George R. R. Martin also told the showrunner of House of the Dragon that you don't have to stick to the books, and you can write whatever you want to write. You know, so the show's based off of the books. We don't know. Oh, I've read shit about how Rhaenyra dies. Apparently, Joffrey said, because, you know, this is a prequel.
Oh.
Joffrey in one of the Game of Thrones episodes tells you how Rhaenyra dies.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
And then I've read how supposedly what happens to Daemon and Aegon, in the Dance of the Dragons or whatever, which... So I just hope that Lannister is like the great grandkid of wife fucker.
I think he is.
He has to be, right?
I think that's what that is.
So
why else would that be in there?
Because I think Tywin is the kid from that, right? Or maybe the grandkid from that. When that Lannister guy goes over there and fucks that sailor lady's wives.
I think I don't know.
Because the Lannisters, that's my thing. They become in charge, right?
Right.
I don't know how that happens from. Targaryens to the Lannisters, but it happens like 100 years, right?
Yeah.
So that guy is not that far removed from Jaime Lannister and Cersei Lannister, which is cool.
I'm trying to figure.
I think Rhaenyra is Dany's great grandmother.
Great grandmother.
Yeah.
Got it.
But she is definitely
similar vibes.
Of the blood. She is definitely in the lineage of Rhaenyra and Daemon.
But something horrible happens to the to the Targaryens. And it's, I mean, it's all leading towards that.
They're just gonna obliterate
each other with their dragons. But then, like, by the time Game of Thrones happens, there's no Targaryens anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, they're gone. Like, she was way off on the other end of the world.
She was a slave.
She was a slave.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They got sold off, right?
Well, I think so. Yeah. To Aquaman.
Yeah, to Aquaman. Yeah. Yeah. Khal Drogo. Right.
Yeah. And
what's that? What were they, that people called?
Targaryen. No, that's,
there was some kind of
something.
Yeah,
that's where she got the name.
Some kind of barbarian type.
That's where she got the name. Somebody.
They were some bad motherfuckers. That's where they were.
Yeah,
yeah, they were awesome. Those guys were fucking
Khal Drogo.
What was her? Khaleesi. That's where she got the name. Khaleesi was from them, right?
They were some bad motherfuckers. That's all I know.
Yeah, no, those guys were so cool. It was a bummer when
he died from some. He died from some. He got cut.
Yeah.
From being poisoned.
Yeah. But
all the best characters died.
Yeah, that's why I said. I was finished watching Vikings yesterday, and I forgot the whole last season of it because it was so long ago. And I was like, okay, The Last Kingdom. So I was like, oh, there's The Last Kingdom, which they said that was their, they had to conquer Essex or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the son who survived all of it, of the famous Viking, his ass converted to Christianity. And so they had the whole thing where Vikings can live there, and so all that other bullshit. They turned on them. It was a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, what was the end of the Vikings? Like, why did they? Because they pretty much ran shit.
Yeah, but they couldn't, like, the people in England, they just had too many motherfuckers. The Vikings fought their ass off.
Because the Vikings took England three times.
Yes, they did. But they could never capture Sussex. They could that's why they called it The Last Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah, they could never capture it.
So the English essentially took down the Vikings in the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wild.
Kind of.
But that was real.
Yeah.
Like, but that's
yeah, but the Vikings are back, and then the king of England turns on them because they're sharing living and all that, turns on them, and then they go back and fuck them up.
Right.
Yeah. But no, the Vikings were some bad motherfuckers.
That's all like Game of Thrones-ish, but it happened in real life.
Yeah, they was crazy. They showed how they found Greenland and Iceland. They'd be on boats for fucking weeks at a time.
How far removed?
Land!
How far removed are the Vikings from, like, pirates?
I don't know.
Land!
I wonder if they're the same. Or,
I mean, Vikings basically.
Or pirates were in the Caribbean.
I mean, Vikings were Viking. The fun. I didn't know this. Like, we call them Vikings. They didn't call themselves Vikings.
What do they call themselves?
They were just Norsemen.
Norsemen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they didn't know that they were Vikings.
But there was the whole thing. Everybody wanted to be the king of Norway.
Right.
And then they started finding Greenland and Iceland and all that other shit.
That's why everything that they, all their little remaining legacies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
These are all Norway and Normandy and France and... There's Norwich in England and all kinds of stuff like that. It's all Nor.
Didn't know that. Did not know that.
They didn't know they were Vikings. We named them that.
Oh, really?
Or whatever modern history
name. Oh, okay, because they damn sure call themselves Vikings and that. I'm a Viking! Yeah. they damn sure call them that.
Did they make any mentions to like Norse gods and shit like that?
All they wanted to do was go to Valhalla.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
You want to go Valhalla?
Because Thor,
and then go to Valhalla. North, like, if you're a badass, you gotta you die, and they seem to give you a Viking funeral, right? They gotta kill somebody.
Burn you?
Somebody sacrificed so that they will take care of you on the way to Valhalla.
Oh
wow!
They're like your overseer.
Yes, but you're dead.
And so are they now.
Yes.
But it's an honor for both of you.
Yes. Yeah.
Viking funeral would be kind
of
sick.
Like all of them, but the crazy thing was like the people were like, "I'll go."
Right. I don't want anyone to
I'm good.
Yeah. But like, I'll go.
I'm not trying to be nobody's escort.
If I die and you guys still have some input on what the funeral might be like, suggest Viking funeral because it'd be kind of dope.
It looks
floated out there and just fucking burned into whatever.
Yeah, they burn you, right?
Yeah. On a boat. They burn the boat with you.
Yeah, that's how they.
But don't do it in Lake Lanier.
You already got some ghosts that can take you to Hades there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.